Good morning. This is the Bruce Hall Second Opinion Radio Show on AM 1230 WFAS. Check us out online, facebook.com/Bruce Hall Sports and brucehallsports.com. Morning, Bruce. What do we have going on today?
Good morning.
I am not Roy, by the way.
Yeah, you're definitely not Roy. You're much larger than Roy.
Are you calling me fat?
No. I'm. Look, you look just like Bruce Wayne. You're
oh,
hero.
Yeah. I'm very Batman-esque.
You know what? Matt is always wearing a Batman shirt of some sort. He must have 1,000 of them.
I have at least 3 weeks' worth of shirts.
There's like signed Batman stuff in this studio.
I actually have Batman signature.
How can you get a hold of it? I mean, I heard you got to see Albert. Albert's like 140. Isn't he dead?
We have friends.
Oh, okay.
You know, we're connected.
Hey, let me tell you something. Yeah, it's going to be a little different without Roy here. Roy is in New York, by the way. Roy's up there with his fiance slash best side slash girlfriend and the mother of his child. And he's doing a little romantic Valentine's Day weekend up there. And when he told me, I don't think he told me until last week. I said, thanks for all the heads up. I guess I'm not bringing in anybody but Matt this week.
Well, I do think dipping out on a radio show is against the bro code. I think that's technically a violation.
Well, one of these days, we'll just get him to punch in, and we'll do it. But you know what? We're going to have a lot of fun today. I'm fresh off of a regional wrestling championship. Wrestling season's almost over. You know what that means? It's baseball season. And we're going to be doing a lot of things here. For the rest of the year, the show's going to cover everything. Of course, we're going to cover the NFL. We're going to cover the combine. We're going to cover all the coaching changes, all of everything that goes on in the NFL we're going to cover. But, Matt, you and I were talking, you know, in the past hour about how all of a sudden, after the Super Bowl is over and it switches to another show, it's like the NFL is gone except for the parade in Manhattan and in New Jersey that was on Tuesday. But I'm getting tweets and information on Sunday night and early Monday morning about Eli being in Orlando. Eli and his family, and he's got young children, are in Disney World, you know, at the Magic Kingdom, having pictures taken of him throwing a pass to Mickey or something. And I'm thinking, man, does Disney World have it locked or what? Because they must give them a ton of money, the NFL, because they were able to get the MVP, I'm sorry, the two-time MVP of this Super Bowl to Orlando for a gig there instead of being in New York with his teammates. Disney World, I'm available 24/7. My name is Bruce Hall. The name of my show is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I will never be the MVP of any game anymore because my age kind of restricts me on that. But I will come down there and probably do a better job at the photo shoot than Eli did.
Well, Tom Brady was down there, too. He was looking at Mickey because he has those big hands. He think, you know, they might pick him up, you know, someone to catch those balls.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately for Tom Brady and the Pats, you know, even though it was an extremely competitive game. And listen, we're going to talk a little bit about the game now. We'll break in a few minutes, and then we're going to talk about the game in specificity because I'm a big play-by-play guy, and I bet I watched NFL Network's replay at least 6-7 times. You got to watch it. You got to TiVo it. You got to put it on. That was one of the best Super Bowls I ever saw. And I've been to 20. I think I've been to 19. Yeah, I would have been to 20 in Detroit, but I left before the game in Detroit. But I was up there meeting and greeting clients that were up there for the game. I'm a successful handicapper. And being a successful handicapper since I was in college, you know, I wanted to get the plays right. I have a lot of friends that will call me and go, Bruce, who do you like this week? Well, you know, I hate to say, you know what? I'm not touching this with a 10-foot pole. It's the Super Bowl. But if I don't like the game, I won't play it. I will not release it on the National Handicappers Bowl, which is, if you have a computer in front of you, nhbowl.com. I finished in fourth, either third and fifth place or third and fourth place in totals and in straight plays for the season. I didn't light the world on fire, but I was in the 53-54 percentile percent win ratio, which means pretty much I didn't lose any points. But I was also up almost 2,000 points, so a lot of my five stars hit. A lot of my three stars didn't. But the Giants, I rode them like Secretariat. And for those of you that have been listening to the show all year, and I hope there's thousands of you out there, let me tell you
something. There's one guy that thinks you're talking directly to him.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah, and I know who you're talking about, too. And please, don't quit listening to the show, but please, quit showing up on my front doorstep with a sign.
And lose the lipstick.
Yeah, that he is a little kinky. I don't even know how he found out where I live. This is Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Bruce. I'm here with not Matt Light.
Lynch.
But Matt Lynch. And Matt Light, by the way.
I'm sure you remember.
Matt Light played a decent game, but he got, in the end, the rings are going to go to the G-Men. My Road Warriors. You can go back to all of my shows on my webpage, BruceHallSports.com, and they're all on there. And you can go back as far as, I want to say, the eighth game of the season when I started saying, maybe it was the seventh game I said, this is a team that reminds me exactly of the team that won the Super Bowl 4 years ago. You remember that, Matt?
Yeah.
You're here every week, so I know you heard it. And a lot of people, after the next few games after that, when they lost four games in a row, to take their one-loss record to 6-6, started sending me pretty wild texts and wild tweets. And by the way, you can go to Twitter. And if you don't follow me on Twitter, with all due respect to you, you're a moron, because I am the retweet king of the NFL. Some of my biggest friends, best friends, are NFL beat reporters who give me all the information every week. Not just me, but everybody on Twitter give us the great information that we use to make our decisions. And, you know, to know a lot more about the game. You know, if you're on Twitter, you knew last night, well before anybody on TV knew, and even the radio stations announced, that Whitney Houston was dead. Unfortunately, Twitter did say that Joe Paterno was dead the night before he died. But they got Whitney Houston right. And I'm not going to say much about it except for go rent The Bodyguard, listen to her sing, look at her face. She's a little too small for me to begin with. Evidently not for Bobby Brown. She's probably going to get much smaller at this time. But let me just say this. She was an angel. She had the greatest voice of any. I mean, she got her start singing religious music. She was into gospel big time, as was Aretha Franklin, who's my other greatest female singer ever. I'm not a big Streisand fan. I'm sorry. I just can't take her politics. I mean, but Whitney Houston fought, you know, drug problems probably for the last 20 years. I think that's pretty accurate. She's been to rehab a few times, but she just couldn't kick it. She was in the Beverly Hilton when she died, correct?
I don't remember the
She was in the
place.
Beverly Hilton Hotel is what I understand. And if you're going to die, that's a great place to die because it is the nicest hotel in Southern California. You know,
I think a lot of people will take your recommendations now.
Yeah, why don't you go there? Because you'll probably
put that on Yelp.
You'll get a corner room that looks like a studio apartment in the Lower East Side for like $500 a night with a mini bar where the little bitty drinks are like $100 each. This is Bruce Hall.
All right, and this is probably the last time you'll ever hear us go out to Whitney Houston.
Yeah,
music.
We're not going
to
be talking about Whitney. Right. Whitney, hey, sing for the Lord in heaven.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Check us out. Facebook.com/BruceHallSports.
Oh, man.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
And we're back. We're back with Bruce Hall Sports on AHL 30 WFAS. Don't forget to check us out, BruceHallSports.com and Facebook.com/
Didn't
Bruce
mean
Hall
anything
Sports.
By that. Hey, I got to tell
let's
you
not
something.
Talk about what goes
no,
on.
No, we're not. We're not going to talk about Whitney Houston. But, you know, I mean, it's a known fact. I think when you pass away, you don't gain another ounce. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. That's Matt Lynch, not Matt Light, the guy that was talking all the junk before the Super Bowl. The New England Patriot guard that, you know, used to make O.C. Umanyora so angry that O.C. would actually... O.C. Umanyora is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life. In your life! And he used to get so upset at Matt Light for cutting him and doing all this wild stuff in between plays that he literally, you know, had two flags dropped against him two games in a row. You know, one going way back to the other Super Bowl, the other going back this year, I'm pretty sure, to, cause I, you know, the Giants had so many problems this year. You know, there were so many injuries. The defense wasn't really together as a unit whole until like the playoffs. And look what happened. That is one talented defense. And let me tell you, Perry Fuel, they got to get him signed. You know, there were a couple times during the game where it looked like they looked like the New England Patriots for a couple of series. They let them go 20-20 in like 30 seconds, but then they put the brakes on them. But I got to tell you, you know, let's go back to the line because this is a handicapping show. And let me tell you how my brain, my tiny brain, works. It's not tiny. I wear a size 8 hat. Unfortunately, it's about a half a size less than one of my good friends, Bruce Brochi, with the San Francisco Giants. Boch, I think, wears about an 8.5, but he's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet in your life, and he's probably the top manager in the National League, and we'll talk about that here shortly. I said, and this is where I left off before we broke, I said I thought the Giants should be 3-point favorites, and you know what? I hate being right all the time. You'll see that on Twitter. You'll see that on my Facebook page. You'll see that on my website when I just, you know, answer questions from people. But when I'm right, sometimes I make everybody angry. I have a lot of friends from New England because they've gone to several Super Bowls. And I've taken as many as 400 people to a Super Bowl. That was what I did for a living for over 20 years. And now... let me tell you, now I'm looking for value is what I'm looking for when I handicap. I like winning contests. I didn't win the National Handicappers Bowl this year, but look, go to nhbowl.com and look at how many games I played compared to the guys that won. The guys that won played hardly any games. I play 7 games a week. Sometimes I play 8 or 9 games a week. You know why? Because I see value in that many. Because I know something about all of the games. And I'm not asking you to listen to me because I'm a great handicapper. But evaluating talent is something I do at every level. Whether it's baseball, football, wrestling. I love basketball. But there's not enough hours in the day to get me to go to an NBA game anymore unless it's the playoffs. Plus, the closest arena to me, the Washington Wizards play there. And that can't even be... you can't even really say that's an NBA basketball team. But anyway, the line started out at 55, the over-under. Listen, the Giants' defense is for real. The Patriots, to be competitive, had to keep the Giants at no more than 20 points. And when I see a number like 55, ding, a little light goes off in my head, and I go under, under, under. And let me tell you something. A lot of people did play the under early, but it was really close. It's like 52-48% in Vegas. They can't get everything right, but they did play that bet down in Vegas to 54 points. And it basically was a toss-up on that. The reason that they made New England a 3-point favorite was to keep the betting even on both sides. Does everybody understand how that works? If I come out with a lousy line, like, you know, there's so many people, they made a mistake is what they did. And not only that, when they said that New England was the favorite, everybody played New York. Well, all of the talking heads on all the sports talk shows, all the guys on ESPN, all the guys on NFL Network, the majority of former professional football players, Matt, said, the Giants are going to win this game. The Giants are going to win this game. You know what the betting public said? Those guys are idiots. They're wrong. It's probably going to be New England because they want us to play the Giants. And that's the way people think when they're playing games. I'm Bruce Hall. I'm sitting here with Matt Lynch, my favorite guy today. Batman, we call him around the studio. And, you know, that just makes him smile when we call him Batman.
Well, it doesn't make me frown.
You love Batman.
I just want to remind people, if you want to join in on the conversation, tell Bruce if he's wrong or right. Go to facebook.com/BruceHallSports and leave a message on the wall. Do you think that that Vegas was trying to swindle people?
No, I don't, because you know what? Vegas doesn't have to swindle anybody. They always win. The house always wins. I sent a tweet to one of my followers, and I follow this group. I keep forgetting the name of them. I'll pull them up here in a second, but they're a handicapper online, and they're very good. And they're always throwing out everything every day because that's how they make their money. Now, I don't know where they legally take their bets. Probably Costa Rica, because that seems to be where everybody is now.
Or I think D.C. now, right? And didn't they just release their laws about online
gambling? Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. Look, in Oregon, in the state of Oregon, there are several places where you can bet NFL games in a bar.
I think
one of my friends owns the bar.
7-Elevens, too, or something. So
And don't get me wrong, you hear Roy and I stores all the time. You know, Roy and I always, we bet dinner. And you know what? If I go to jail for betting dinner with Roy, I'm in trouble. But I got to tell you, and the kid needs to eat. Trust me. The kid needs to eat. He's tiny. When you guys hear me, and I can say this. Hey, Roy, I can say this. You can tweet me if you want. I've got my phone turned down, so I won't even know if you tweeted me. But I'm going to tell you right now, Roy, when I threaten him with bodily harm, trust me, it's an accurate threat. A backhand to Roy would probably render him unconscious for about 4 minutes. I'm Bruce Hall. I'm talking about my buddy Roy, who's up there with his love of his life. And I wonder if they took the little baby with him. I didn't even ask him. Because, you know, that could create some serious scenario problems with one of these romantic weekend type things.
I'm sure Roy would love to hear you talking about this.
You know what? I don't care.
Especially if he's in the car with his
girlfriend. He's not in the car. He's asleep. It's 10:30 and I didn't call him up. He wouldn't get here at 10 o'clock if it wasn't for me. I'm Bruce. I'm with Matt. We're going to keep talking about the Super Bowl here. Let me just say this right now. I got it right last week, people. I had the Giants for 5 stars. Okay? Guess what else I had for 5 stars? The under. 54 points for 5 stars. And we hit them both. And you know, for those of you that are exotic players, you probably had a few teasers with both of them and probably had them for 5 stars. Congratulations. Welcome to my world. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I tell you what, we were up in New York and you got to make it up there. You haven't been up there yet. Matt hasn't been. Yeah, but you haven't been to the studio. You haven't been to see our friends.
I've never actually been.
You haven't been
city.
To Augie's. Augie's Family Italian Restaurant has the best food in all of Westchester County. If you're looking Italian, now I'm going to get phone calls from my other friends up there that are Italian, going, "Hey, there's this place too." You know, what are you dissing my friend for? Well, hey, call me. You know, this is America. It's an equal opportunity advertiser. You know, we will take as many sponsors as we want.
Speaking of sponsorships, if you want to correct possibly win a $25 gift card to Augie's, you can go on facebook.com/BruceHallSports and try and put in your favorite sports moment of the week. My guess is all of them will be related to the Super Bowl. Or call into the studio, which I don't have the number right now, which I should, and give us your favorite sports moment of the week. We'll be picking one, and you'll get a $25 gift certificate to Augie's.
You know what I read in a post today? There was a big article on Derek Jeter, not to jump around, but Derek Jeter was the first guy at camp this year, and he should be. He makes a ton of money. He needs to get in shape, and he's probably going to try to play till he's 50. It's like, hey, but you know what? The game of baseball, the reason I love it so much, is it is a chess game for athletes. That's what I tell people. People, look, I'm going to tell you a little something about Bruce Hall. It's going to be very brief. Do you want to talk?
Sure.
Tell me what you're going to say.
No.
He has these little signals I get. I love Matt. Matt gives me this little signal. Go ahead, Matt. Talk to me.
I'm just disagreeing with you. That's the exact reason I hate baseball.
You hate baseball because you have an ADD, problem.
It's because you can play until you're 50 because it's not a real sport.
Yeah, you're on. You're one of those people that thinks golf isn't a real sport either. You're out of your mind.
It is on the iPad. I love golf on iPad.
Can you hit a baseball? Yes or no?
With a bat?
Yes.
Maybe.
You're not a real athlete then. Because good athletes can hit a baseball. And you know what? Good athletes have to actually be able to get to first base in less than 4.6 seconds. Good athletes have to be able to field a position, especially in Little League. Not in the American League. If they get old and big and steroid foot filled, they can weigh 300 pounds if they hit 30 home runs and drive in 90 to 130 runs. But, in my opinion, baseball players are some of the best athletes in the world. And the only reason you don't know that is because you haven't been to a baseball game in a while. I coach a college wooden bat team. I coach in the Cal Ripken Collegiate Baseball League, which is between Northern Virginia and Baltimore. We have 10 teams. We have kids from all over the country that come to the D.C. Baltimore area for June and July, and we play almost every day. These kids are phenomenal. And half our kids, maybe not half, maybe 40%, maybe some years 60%, will get drafted at the next level to play pro ball. All of them are already playing Division I college ball, so they're athletes. Trust me, Matt. Wow. Now,
I can say is I'd love to see a group of football players and a group of baseball players get on a soccer field to test their real athleticism out.
I was an honorable mention All-American soccer player in 1969. Do you know how much soccer I played in college? Zero. I got a club team at East Carolina University together in the spring every year full of former soccer players, three or four of them, a goalie that was a really good goalie, and about eight swimmers. We played for 5 kegs of beer every year, and we never lost to the East Carolina varsity. I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm telling the truth.
All right, well, I think we need to get going on. See, well, maybe...
What do you want me to talk about? Football? We're talking about everything.
Maybe during the course of running the show, I'll become a fan of baseball, but I've had many people try to convince me that it's a sport. You're listening to Bruce Hall Sports on AM 1230 WFAS. What are we going to talk about when we get back?
When we get back, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl in specificity. I can say that word. And let me just tell you something. Buddy, don't make me come across this place here. Roy's not here, so I got to strangle somebody.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Facebook.com/BruceHallSports.
There you go.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall Sports on AM 1230 WFAS. Bruce, what are we going to talk about? Because I'm going to have to turn it over to you because I need to go put some ice on my eye. I will never
insult baseball again. You know what? I never even made contact with him, but he moved so fast, his chair broke, and he landed on his side of his face.
My desk is hard, and it hurts.
You know what? You know what? I knew that was going to leave a mark. He's not going anywhere. We're just kidding. Hey, final score last week. This just in. New York Giants 21, New England Patriots 17. that's my imitation of Precious, the dog from all the old cartoons. Okay. Matt's like 28. He doesn't even know who Precious is.
And I do. I remember it.
That was the dog that laughed out of the side of his mouth And he had a grandmother that used to take care of him. All right, listen. We talked about the line. We already knew it was a joke. We hit both ways. Let's break down the game. I'm going to take this back and give you some of my play-by-play on the game. You know, the Giants got the opening kickoff. Pretty sure they lost the toss, but New England deferred.
Yeah.
So there was already a lot of conflict between me and Roy because he wanted to say, I said that New York was going to receive the opening kickoff. He said that Boston was going to win the toss. I said he was a liar. He said I was a liar. But he wasn't in the same room with me, so I didn't win that argument. But anyway,
well, that's the wonders of digital technology.
Yeah, we didn't write it down. We need to write it down.
You don't have to. You can just go to BruceAllSports.com
and listen to the
show is there. So I'm.
You know how many times I listen
now, but you can do it and make the
Matt. You know how many times I listen to my shows? Zero. Because you know what? We know when we have a good show, and we know when we don't, and we just don't have bad shows. But anyway, listen. Eli opened up throwing two passes, basically. One to Pascoe, who made a big difference in this game, by the way. The other one to Ballard. Then he hit Nicks, Hakeem Nicks, who had a phenomenal game, averaging about 15 yards a carry. That went to the Pets 34. At that point, we had a first and 10 at their 34. It really looked like we were going to go down and score a touchdown. Then Manning got sacked, made it second and 12. They gave the ball to Bradshaw. He lost a yard, made it third and 13. And at that point, Eli got sacked again. And you kind of wondered, Eli, why'd you get sacked? But you know what? It's a game of field position. And Eli wanted to make sure, A, that he didn't fumble the ball, and B, you know, it's the smart thing to do. He didn't have time to throw it away, so he ate it. So they punted the ball, and Victor Weatherford, the Giants punter, actually got votes for MVP, is what I heard.
Well, that coughing kick, I would have said that he had it right there.
He's unbelievable. Now the first play from scrimmage, actually the second play from scrimmage, because they had a procedure call, mm-hmm. Brady drops back into his own end zone. Now, I tell all of my wrestlers, eat, drink, hydrate. Don't have a brain fart on me. Make your brain work. On the first real play from scrimmage, Tom Brady, out of his own end zone, fires a ball 45 yards down the field, down the middle of the field, incomplete, in between the tackle boxes where he was. Now, if he'd have gone outside the tackle boxes, he could have just thrown it away into the ground. But he did not do that. He threw it down the middle of the field.
Well, he was going to try and run down and catch it himself.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That was his wife probably thought he could do that. But here's what happened. A flag comes. Intentional grounding. Safety. 2 points Giants. How would you like to have had the two in the pool? Nobody. You know, you're not going to hit a two in the first quarter of a pool. Guess what? Nobody hit one in this pool either because they scored later. So now it's 2-0 Giants. We've already had a safety against Atlanta, and I'm saying we. I think I'm showing which side I liked in this game, but so they punt the ball down. The Giants get the ball back, and I gotta tell you, I was watching replays of the sound effects for that game. Bill O'Brien, who is now the Penn State head coach, mm-hmm. who's Tom Brady's offensive coordinator, he was having a conversation with Brady, and the only one animated was Tom Brady. Tom Brady was almost defensive. I know, I threw it away, I couldn't find anybody. And O'Brien just turned around and went, what the hell was he thinking about? This is Tom Brady? This looked like Tom Brady of the Brady Bunch. So anyway, they kicked the ball away. Now the Giants, you know, they've got the ball back, and you know if they can put a drive together, things are looking good. So anyway, Hanoski turns a little short. Now Henry Hanoski is a hell of a player. He was a fullback out of the University of Pittsburgh. Carried the ball a lot in college. He was an academic All-American 2 years in a row, and this kid is a great kid. He breaks a tackle on a short pass and goes 13 yards for a first down. Then Ware comes in, and they throw a quickie screen to the back. Usually they throw that to Nix or Manningham. They hit the back. He broke a tackle, got 8 yards on the next play. And there was a great block by Hakeem Nix on the play. On first down, that's another first down. On first down, there's a quick toss to Nix, and then a pass to Pascoe, the tight end, again. His second catch of the game, they got it first and 10 on the Patriots' 18-yard line. Now on second and 7, Eli throws to Nix at the 11. On third and 3, Cruz catches a pass for a first down, but the defensive back, one of the defensive backs for New England, rips the ball out of his hands before Victor can get to the ground. They recover the ball, but there's a flag on the play. They got 12 men on Bill Belichick's defense on the field at the same time, and nobody was even running off the field.
Oh, yeah, they were just standing there.
They had 12 guys. They had two guys that had man coverage covering the same guy. So the timeout should have been called there. If they had, they'd have the ball. They didn't do it. On the next pass, the defensive call was perfect for New England. They rotated, and Jerod Mayo, their middle linebacker, was right where the ball was supposed to be thrown. The pass was a little late by Eli, and Cruz juggled it briefly but caught a pass for a touchdown. Now it's 9-0 with the extra point. Now on the Patriots side, nobody is panicking. You know, Brady's over there talking everybody up. He's getting the offense together on the sidelines. You know, people are watching commercials. People are getting beer. People are doing everything that they have to do. On first down, after the kickoff, On first down, they lose 2 yards. Now it's second and 12. Brady checks off the line of scrimmage. He throws a little quickie screen to a law firm, Green Ellis, for 8 yards. Then on third down, Deion Branch is wide open, and he catches it for a first down in midfield. They got the ball in the 50. They're going down the field like their defense is playing defense, not the Giants' defense. All of a sudden, Brady is doing, every button he pushes is working. On the next play, he hits Welker for 19 yards in the flat. And you know what? I'm not really sure what the Giants were doing on defense at that point. Then a run to Green Ellis up the middle, which is what I called a little sprint draw. I thought they'd do that. And then Welker on a little end around for 11 yards. The quarter's over. It's 9-0. So if you got the 9 Giants and you got the 0 on New England, you're a winner in the pool and you're having a beer or a shot. Or you're not drinking anything if you're like me and been sober 28 years. On first down,
we have a lot of those guys.
Yeah, you used to hang out with guys like that. Not anymore, right? On first down, Brady goes to Hernandez for 2. Green Ellis for 2 more. Now it's second down and 6. Now JPP bats away a third down pass, and it's fourth down for New England. They don't get in the end zone. They got to kick a 29-yard field goal, which that was a big play by Jean-Pierre Paul, who, in my opinion, is the best athlete on the defensive line in the NFL. He really is. This kid is 23 years old, 24. He's unbelievable. This is the kid we were talking about last week that can stand in front of you and do a backflip. He weighs 265, 270 pounds. So anyway, Perry Fuel gets his defense together on the sideline, and they're talking about the changes that New England made on offense to get them down the field. And I'm really glad he did that, because if he hadn't, I wouldn't be in the Perry Fuel fan club anymore, because he needed to do something, because they walked down the field. Brady takes over. Now, the Giants go 3-and-out, okay? Brady takes over, and once again, that phenomenal kicker, Victor Weatherford, kicks the ball down the field, 2-yard line. 2-yard line, they take over.
And it wasn't like a trick play or something. It was, where they,
this
pretend
kid
to go catch it and let it go behind them. It was the perfectly choreographed.
Well, you know what? I mean, this is what punters get paid $500,000 to $1.5 million to do. They punt all day. They lift weights. They stretch. They go to bars at night if they're single. If they're married, they play with their kids. Okay? They hang out with long snappers. And long snappers if you're, you know, just to let you know, they're not the most good-looking guys. Now, Ryan Keel, a former long snapper buddy of mine that actually played in New York for a year or two, great-looking guy. He's with Under Armour, I got to say that. Great-looking guy. But everybody else that I've ever seen is, that's a long snapper looks like a cartoon character to me. And they can't block. That's why they long snap. But they're pretty good-sized guys.
They're good at being folded in half and run over.
Now listen. Second and five after a five-yard pass to Welkert. Danny Woodhead carries the ball. He gets the first down. Brady now throws the only decent pass to Gronkowski the entire game for a 20-yard gain right down the slot. It was a perfect pass. Then he hands off to Woodhead again for 4 yards up the middle. Then a 10-yard pass to Hernandez in the flat. It's first and 10 from midfield again. Brady then throws to Aaron Hernandez. He actually caught this one, okay? He had a bad game, making it third and 4. And then he catches another pass for first down. Now, let me tell you, the Giants had a problem, in my opinion, Matt. They had Michael Boley covering Hernandez for a major part of the game. Hernandez, Michael Boley can't cover him. He cannot cover him. It's impossible, okay? But he tries to. First down, Pats, all right, on the 35. A draw to Woodhead for no gain. Second down, and he hits Welker in the flat, and the Pats burn a timeout. 28 seconds left, and I'll be right back with the end of that story.
All right, you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. Reminder, if you have a favorite sports moment of the week, you can win a $25 gift certificate to Augie's. Just give us a call at 914-693-5700, or go to facebook.com/BruceHallSports or BruceHallSports.com. We'll be right back. All right, we're back with Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. Bruce, we're just about to hit halftime of the Super Bowl.
Correct.
Yes, you're on.
Correct. There were 28 seconds left. It's first and 10. Brady hits Woodhead for a gain of 10 yards. Now it's first and 10 from the 12. He hits Woodhead for another 7 yards. It's second down. The Giants are offside on the play. He got a free play, but they refused the penalty. Now it's second and 2 instead of first and 7. From the 4-yard line, there's no gain. And then JPP tackles Woodhead in the backfield for a loss of 2 yards. Now it's third and 4 from the 5. And here, Perry Fuel, in my opinion, made a mistake. I mean, this is just me saying this. It's my opinion. It's the name of my show, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. And what I think he did, I mean, he rushed three passers. He had three rushers rush the passer. And Brady had forever to find a receiver, and he did so. He hit Woodhead after, I'd say, 6, 7, 8 seconds for a touchdown. Now it's 10-9 Pats, and with the extra point, and the Giants have dominated pretty much the entire first half. But they go in at halftime down 10-9. That, I was a little worried, I got to tell you. It worried me a little bit, but you know what? They did outplay him, and I'm sure that it gave Tom Coughlin something to talk about at halftime. And from what I read in every article on what happened during the game, that's exactly what he did. He went in there, he didn't blow up, he didn't get upset. He basically just said, look, guys, we're the better team. We just have to make more plays. We have to play better. We can play better than this, especially on defense. And guess what? Matt, that's what they did. They came out there, and the rest is history. Now, you got to remember, you know, now they did. It took a while because the Pats deferred on the opening kickoff. So now they're receiving the ball. They're up 10-9, and they get the ball. Brady hits Ocho Cinco for a 19-yard pass on first down, and he goes all the way to the 42-yard line. Then Green Ellis catches a pass 8 yards up the middle. They quick toss sweet to Green Ellis for another 17 yards, and it's first and 10 from the 33-yard line. Now, they're almost in field goal range, and I'm guessing that they're going to probably kick a field goal now, okay? Now what happens, Brady goes to Welker for 8 yards, makes it second and 2 from the 12. Then Hernandez runs a little delayed crossing pattern and catches it. He catches this one right in his, I mean, seriously, right That's in his right. hands, walks it in at 17-9, and the Giants are still okay on the sidelines. I'm watching Bob Kraft in New England and his entourage up there. They're going crazy because you got to remember, this is a very, very emotional game for Bob Kraft because he's lost his wife this year. And everybody, you know, they got the MK, they got the Myra Kraft, you know, patch on their on their jerseys. They're all thinking about her. They're all thinking about another ring. Everything is looking really good right now for the New England Patriots. But you know what? My G-men, my Road Warriors, my Giants, they don't care. There's plenty of game left. And they got something in their pocket. And his name is Eli Manning. And they're not even worried. The Giants take over after the kickoff on their own 34-yard line. On first down, Brandon Jacobs gets a carry for 5 yards. Now, Brandon hasn't even touched the ball much at this point. Manning then rolls out, throws a little short pass to Ballard. He only gets a yard. On third and four, Manning hits Nix over the middle for a first down at midfield on the 50. This was a big play because it was a great pass. And Nix, it was a very little window there. And it looked like it was not an easy pass to catch, but Nix did a good job pulling it in. Okay. Now he hits a quick post. Again, first of all, I'm sorry, he hits Bear Pasco. Now, this is Pasco's third or fourth catch for 8 yards. A sprint draw to Bradshaw for 6 yards gets him a first down. Eli now on a quick post to Nix right up the middle for a 12-yard gain. Now they got the ball in the 25. They're in field goal range at the very least. They want a touchdown, though. They don't need three. It's getting late in the game, late in the third quarter, okay? Now there's a huge hit on Nix on a sideline pass. He walks off hanging his shoulder. Everybody's like, great. Our best receiver is hurt. Now he got hurt, you know, in the last game too. And, you know, in the San Francisco game, very physical game. He landed on that same shoulder. Now everybody's worried. He's only out one play. It's second and 10 for the Giants. Eli gets a pass away incomplete when he almost got sacked again. Making it third and 10. Nix comes back in. He looks okay.
Yeah, okay? There's hurt and then there's Super Bowl hurt.
Yeah,
to
you
keep
know
a
what?
Player out of the Super Bowl
hey, when you're for a Carolina
it
Tar Heel.
Be a snap. There better be a bone poking out the
for a Carolina Tar Heel, he showed some guts. He comes back in. Eli then throws short to Manningham to the 20, and he gets nailed right away. The Giants settle for another Lawrence Tynes field goal from 38 yards out. It's 17-12. It's not what the Giants wanted, but they come away with points. They're still one score down. Now the Pats go three and out. The New York defense, they were tough. They were really tough. They played well. They made some changes on defense, and it looked like Brady was a little confused. Now the Giants take over on the Pats' 48-yard line because they've got great field position. It's their best starting field position of the entire game. Eli then hits Nix again over the middle. But Nix gets nailed after the catch. It's a clean catch, okay? But Nix fumbles the ball, and guess who recovers it? My boy from Pitt, Henry Hanoski, recovers the ball. Mayo made the strip. Now it's first and 10 from the 33-yard line. Even with the strip and a few lost yards, it was a first down. Now Brandon Jacobs gets the ball and he looks better. He gets to the corner for a 7-yard gain up the middle. Then he makes it, it's second and 3. Jacobs again for a first down on the 23-yard line. Now Eli on first down drops back, hits Pasco again up the middle, and it's first and 10 on the 11-yard line. Now you can start hearing the Giant fans a little bit. They're trying to be quiet because they want the offense to be able to hear the signals if there's a change by Eli, but they're getting excited, and you can tell. All right? Then they run to Bradshaw. They do a quick hitter to Bradshaw, And what Bradshaw did was he made a big mistake. He danced away from the real hole, cut it back left, and he only gained a yard. Then there was another run to Bradshaw. He got no yards again. Now it's 3rd and 8 on the 10. And here's another big play. Big play. Eli goes back to throw. There's really good coverage in the secondary. They sent Ninkovich from his linebacker spot. He sacks Eli, and now they got to kick another field goal. It's 17-15. 33-yard field goal by Tynes makes it 17-15. Now they're within a field goal of taking the lead. The Giants offense gets together on the sideline. They're going over changes. You can tell, man. I'm telling you, they are extremely into this game. They are extremely businesslike. Nobody's getting crazy. Nobody's screaming. They're just talking. The Pats get the kickoff, take over at their own 20. Brady hits Hernandez, and he gets nailed by Boley on a good hit. A lot of people thought that was a drop. I disagree. I don't think he could have caught that anyway. Now they quick flip it to Branch outside, and you know what happened? The Giants lined up with nobody covering Branch. He catches the ball, runs for 11 yards, first down. Now that could have ended up being the play that everybody talked about later on, because if the Pats had gone down and scored there, they'd have talked about what was wrong with the defense. Why was this guy uncovered? That was ridiculous because it was 2nd and 10. All right. Now, on 2nd and 3, they give the ball to Green Ellis. He gets another first down. Brady somehow got away from a really fierce pass rush that play. Now he throws it deep to Gronkowski, getting away from the rush, but the pass seems to be up in the air forever. Chase Blackburn makes maybe the defensive play of the game. Somehow, this big linebacker got back 50 yards downfield and went up, out-jumped Gronk, who's, you know, injured. Couldn't come back for the ball, intercepts the ball. It's like a good punt, but believe me, Brady did not want to punt the football there. We're in the fourth quarter here. The Giants get it right back. Brady is stunned. He's sitting on the field, literally doing what he was doing on the bench after the game in the locker room. His head is down. He didn't move on the field for 10, 15 seconds. Somebody gave him a hand up. He gets off the field. Now he's getting with his offense again. The Giants then stall on a 3-and-out. And it's another great punt by Weatherford. It pins the Pats deep on their own 8-yard line. A second down pass to Welker makes it 3rd and 5 from their own 12. Then they swing it to Danny Woodhead. Now, this was a really interesting play because the Giants blitzed from the right side, but they threw it left, and there wasn't anybody over there. And he ran for 19 yards and a first down. This was one of the biggest plays of the game for the Patriots. Now a quick toss to the law firm made it 2nd and 7. Then a reverse run to Welker for 12 yards, and it's 1st and 10 on the 47-yard line. A quick run for 1 yard makes it 2nd and 9. Brady now hits Gronk for his second reception of the game, but it only goes for 6 yards. On 3rd and 3, he hits Hernandez, and the mismatch on Boley works again. Now it's 1st and 10 for the Pats. A run for a loss of 1 makes it 2nd and 11. Now Brady misses Welker on the 20-yard line. Now, this hit Welker right in the hands, but in defensive Welker, he had to do a complete 180-degree flip around, and then it hit him on the hands. Brady kind of threw it behind him. And if you look at this play several times, I don't think Welker was looking for Tom Brady, you know, a first ballot Hall of Famer, to throw the ball behind him. But yes, he should have caught the ball, and he admitted that. Okay, now it's 3rd and 11. Let me tell you, the entire defense that was on the sideline standing up and sitting down dropped their heads when Welker dropped the ball. For the Patriots, they dropped their heads. Not a good sign. Now it's 3rd down, and the pass is thrown down the middle, but it's behind Branch. Branch didn't sit down on the route when the ball gets there, and now it's 1st and 10 for Eli. With 3:46 left in the game, where have we seen this before? Hey, This is Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'll be back in a few minutes, probably just 1 minute.
No, but, this is the top of the hour. We'll be back in about 5 minutes.
I'm so excited.
When we come back, we're going to finish off the Super Bowl. Just a reminder, if you want to win an Augie's gift certificate for $25, call in with your favorite sports moment of the week, 914-693-5700, or go to brucehallsports.com or facebook.com/brucehallsports. We'll be back in a little bit. Welcome back. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. Check us out on Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. What are you? Why are you dancing?
I'm dancing to the music.
Really?
I'm going to a nightclub.
You definitely have Tina's legs.
Look, dude, I have one wrestler left in the state tournament. That's it. One wrestler. This kid's going to get overcoached this week. I'm going to the clubs tonight and dance.
Are you going to teach him in Thunderdome?
I'm going to teach him how to be bad. That's what I mean. I'm going to teach him how to be a bad dancer. Hey, by the way, just read a tweet from... You want
to
talk?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to say...
Are you going to do Augie?
Yeah. Yep. Augies.
You're so good. I love Augies.
See, that's why I'm the producer.
And that's exactly why
I'm keeping you on track. If you want to win a $25 gift certificate to Augies... What was that?
I'm not drinking coffee. I'm drinking water.
Oh, okay. You're messing me up here. $25 gift certificate to Augies. If you... give us your favorite sports moment of the week. You can give us a call, 914-693-5700, or leave us a message on Facebook at facebook.com/BruceHallSports, or go to BruceHallSports.com and send us an email. Read our blogs. You can watch or listen to past shows in our blog section. Then you can listen to this show. Especially, it's the debut of Matthew Lynch on the
Matt
show.
Lynch. Matt's good on the radio.
He is.
All awesome. You got to do is stand there and just key me. Just keep me going, man. Hey, I'm talking to Ian Rappaport right now, who's the beat writer for the New England Patriots. And I'm not talking to him physically. I'm not on the phone with him. But I'm tweeting back and forth because what's kind of cool, if you type real fast like I do, I can literally have a conversation with a lot of different people all over the country. Looks like Gronkowski's agent wants an extension. I wouldn't think it's the time to talk about one of those. But I also just saw a tweet from Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, give it a week to sink in.
Yeah.
And we almost won.
And you know what Aaron Hernandez said on his tweet? Hey, I guess it would be okay to go out and party, but I think I'd rather have that ring on my finger instead. That's great. I retweeted that to all my followers. So don't blame me for Aaron Hernandez being a moron. But that goes without saying, Aaron. If you would we kind of think that you'd rather have a Super Bowl ring. Let me think. Dancing and looking like an idiot, having a Super Bowl ring. Dancing and looking like an idiot, having a Super Bowl ring. I'm trying to find out from Ian, though, if it's true that Gronkowski, in that famous viral video that everybody saw 20 times, you don't see it because you don't watch TV.
I didn't watch TV.
But you don't watch NFL Network. Here's the deal. They say that all the girls at that party ripped his shirt off. That's why he didn't have a shirt on. It wasn't his choice. Now, I'm guessing he had a little bit of help that
I'm sure
night with a few
cops,
cocktails.
You know.
Yeah, he's going to really call the cops. I'm Bruce Hall.
Charges were pressed.
Hey, listen, go to facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Go to Twitter. Follow me at Bruce Hall Sports all together. And trust me, you'll be a better handicapper. You'll be a better sports fan. You'll be a better person. I never send anything out that isn't top-notch stuff. And I follow some of the best people in the country. And you know what? Ever since I discovered Twitter, now I know why it's so popular. I pray they don't start charging me for it.
Ever since I started following Bruce Hall on Twitter, I did learn to stop lying. I'm now a better person.
I don't lie. I never lie. I haven't told a lie since eighth grade. And I even remember what that lie was. And I'm not going to share that with anybody because a lot of people didn't know I lied. Hey, I think I might have told a fib to my first wife. I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm telling the truth
so
now.
About that, so
Aaron,
about that
I'm sorry. Hey, my daughter's up in Brooklyn. I love her. I miss her. Roy Edwards is not here today. He is either asleep, having breakfast or brunch, having a massage, getting a facial, sightseeing, whatever he's doing, Roy. Happy Valentine's Day to him and his gorgeous, soon-to-be bride, hopefully. And I'm going to tell you, he's I miss him. I miss him. For those of you that don't know it, and I mean, if you don't know this by now, you live in a bubble. Whitney Houston died. And from what I'm seeing on Twitter, might have been self-induced dying. She might have just said goodbye to everything because... I don't want to think about that. But listen, we are listening to Whitney Houston music today. And I got Matt trying to find me some more.
Commercial breaks where there's a lot of dancing going on.
Hey, let's get back and
crying.
Let's get back and finish this game. And I'm going to tell you, we left, and how many seconds were left? There, let's check. I think there was... This is when Eli got the ball back. Now, let me tell you something. This guy, Eli Manning, he's pretty good. And what he did was... we saw this, how many times? 6 times this season? He brought them back. He brought them back from behind at the end of the game to win a game for the Giants. All right, here we go. We've seen this before. The Giants take over on their own 12-yard line. Now, that's 88 yards for you people that are bad at math to get to the other end zone. Manning on first down hits Mario Manningham, who I picked last week to be the difference in the game, with the biggest throw and catch of the year for 38 yards. That was listen, you had to put that pass in about a one-foot window for it to be completed and caught. Now, Manningham had to make the catch, and Manningham had to keep his feet in bounds. Manningham said, and I quote, "I'm glad I wear a size 11, because if I'd have worn an 11.5, I'd have been out of bounds."
Or you know, 11 wide.
Hey, yeah, quotes don't get any better than that. Now the Giants, and here's where Bill Belichick, in my opinion, dropped the ball for the first time. Everybody saw that, knew it was a catch. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Evidently, except I guess he thought that if he challenged it, maybe we'd have a moron like we did a week or two earlier, remember?
Yes.
2 weeks earlier, we had a moron looking at a replay that didn't make the right call. And that was in the Giant game, too. So he took a chance, lost a timeout there that he could have desperately used later. And we'll get to that in a minute.
I'm sure afterwards he was like, oh, I'm pretty sure that was a great call on my part.
It was freaking stupid. Hey, you know the thing about Belichick? He'll admit when he's wrong, and he did admit he made a mistake. Giants got the ball midfield. There's 3:39 left. The one thing they have to do at this point is start not only thinking about scoring a touchdown, which is as a football coach is what you want. You want 6. You don't want to kick a field goal because then they got to only take the ball down to the 35 or the 30 to get a field goal off. All right? Anyway, Eli looks off Chung on that play just long enough to make the perfect catch. Now, on first down, it's Manningham again underneath for 15 yards and a first down at the 35. And let me tell you, that last play that Manningham made opened that play up for him because they knew they weren't going to let him run by him this time. They gave him a big cushion. He caught it, 15-yard gain, first down and first and 10 on the 35. Now they throw it to Manningham again on the outside. He gets tackled immediately. It's 2nd and 8. Eli checks off the line of scrimmage on the next play, hits a quick slant to Nix. Now the ball's on the 18. It's 1st and 10. Now, in my opinion, here is where New England dropped the ball. Here is where New England cost themselves a chance to win the Super Bowl. Because now I'm thinking they're going through me like I'm Swiss cheese. They're probably going to, if they score a touchdown, they're going to take their time scoring. I've only got 2 timeouts left because I burned one already.
If you're going to let them walk into the end zone on the 4th and 1 or whatever,
you want to do it earlier.
Why not just let them run in when they're on the 20-yard line?
Exactly. You know, but see.
Why wait that amount
of
time?
Well, that was plan B, though. His plan A didn't work. They were trying to hold him for the field goal so they'd have a field goal. And I understand that. But, Bill, Bill Belichick, Bill, let me just tell you something. This team, this giant team, they've done this all year long. They're going to score a touchdown. Let them in now.
Even when they try not to, they will.
Let them in now. Let them in at the two-minute warning. At the two-minute warning, yeah. Tom Brady's got two timeouts and enough time to go the length of the field. There are so many games in high school and college that come down to one thing. Who has the ball last? Mm-hmm. Who has the ball last? I saw the Carolina Panthers blow a Super Bowl in Houston, guess who? Against the New England Patriots? Because Jake Delhomme threw a pass to Steve Smith that from like 28 yards out instead of taking his time getting in. Brady went down. They kicked a field goal. They won the game. Okay? I got nothing else to say. Now he hits. All right. On first down, he gives the ball to Bradshaw. 7 yards. Now Ahmad Bradshaw is a big, big factor in this game. It's second and three. Now New England has to burn a timeout. But they don't. They let 30 more seconds to 35 seconds roll off the clock. The clock is running, and the Giants are going to at least kick a field goal here. Why don't you call a timeout here? Because he's already in his mind, people, made the decision, they're going to get a field goal. They're going to get a field goal. They're going to get a field goal. I got news for you. They're not going to get a field goal. Next play, guess who he hits? Hakeem Nicks. Just a little chuck route. Hakeem Nicks is a big dude. He runs, puts a little move on the corner. I think it was McCourty. Runs right straight at him. It might have been Arrington. Gets the first down, but he goes out of bounds. And everybody, you know, I hate Chris Collinsworth. I'm sorry. I like him on NFL Reap or whatever he does on the network or on HBO. But I hate him when he does play-by-play or color. He and Tom Brady are going steady. There's no doubt in my mind that he has the biggest bromance in the history of sports with Tom Brady. When I come back, and Matt's going to take us out now, we're going to get back to where I left off.
All right, you're listening to Bruce Hall Sports, or Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AFL 30 WFAS.
That was so stupid. And I'm glad they did it.
All right. Check us out online. BruceHallSports.com, Facebook.com/BruceHallSports, and Twitter.com/BruceHallSports, right?
No, it's just at Bruce Hall Sports.
At Bruce Hall Sports.
You know, you need a tweet.
I do. All right. We'll be right back. And we're back on AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. What?
I love this song.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to put this up?
I'm old, man. I'm 58. I need this.
We have to have the webcam in here soon.
I don't have to talk about Whitney if I can listen to her.
Please don't.
That's what I love about music. We'll be listening to dead people forever. And I love that.
All right.
George Harrison. I love George Harrison.
Yeah. All right, we do have to get the webcam in here. We'll get that soon.
Listening
to Bruce Hall.
Yeah, you'd like watching me
dance on AM 1230 WFAS. Remember, you can win a $25 gift certificate to Augie's if you call in 914-693-5700 and give us your favorite sports moment of the week, or go to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Leave a comment there. Let us know what you thought was the best moment of the Super Bowl. So Bruce, you were wrapping up the Super Bowl.
I was almost to the good part. Now let me tell you something.
Really,
listen, commentators.
Before we start this, we have to know the most important part of the Super Bowl. What was your favorite commercial?
The Doritos first one.
The dog?
The dog. Okay. I love the Doritos dog. I didn't like them flipping the baby into the treehouse.
It looked a little fake.
Yeah, I kind of like
I guess you can't really make it realistic by flipping an actual baby.
Well, you know what? You know, there's probably people that went out that day and tried that. Let me tell you, there are. Because when they see it on TV, they do it. I guarantee you, those guys from Jack ASS.
Yes.
Those guys will probably do that with a real baby.
No, they just put a midget
in a diaper.
They'll
do it with their own baby. What do they care?
Yeah, they put a midget in a diaper. And
all right, let's get back to Chris Collingsworth, because I hate it. You know, Chris is a good guy. I've met him one time a long time ago. I just think that he made several big mistakes the whole game. First of all, I didn't like the love affair with Brady. It was so obvious. You know, and Al Michaels, let's face it. If we didn't have a bunch of amateurs beating a bunch of Russians that were professionals that had never lost a game in 1980, I'm sure that nobody would know who Al Michaels is, in my opinion.
Well, who is your favorite announcer of all time?
You know, that's tough. I like, you know what, he's a friend of mine. I love Mike Patrick. He used to do Sunday Night Football with Joe Theismann. Anybody that can work that long with Joe Theismann, period, is a saint and B, a true professional. And Mike just doesn't do football. He used to play baseball, you know, when he was young. He loves baseball. He loves football. And you know what he does now all the time? He does Channel 7, it's ABC. He does ABC basketball. Michael is phenomenal. He works for ESPN. He's still signed, I think, for another year. But he, in my opinion, Mike is top three, period. And I'm not saying that because he lets me beat him in golf every once in a while. I'm saying that because he has the best voice and he's a true professional. And he and his wife are just phenomenal people. Michaels, forget it. Troy Aikman sucks. Okay,
and they put him on Redskins so games. That's the worst thing you could ever do to a Redskins fan.
Tell them to quit showing your face. You're not good looking. You're really not good looking. Let me think. That's hard. You need to let me do a top 10 and a bottom 10 next week.
All right.
I'll do a top 10 and I'll do a bottom 10.
All right.
Because I've got an opinion about that. And, you know, I might just spout it off in the middle of another sentence of mine. But let's get to the end of this game.
All right.
Because I'm ready.
I'll stop derailing you.
So anyway, listen. So now they got the ball, right, on the 6-yard line. And you can hear it. You know, you can tell something's going on in the New England huddle because now they're going to let them score because it's first down and they can run it down to 1 second. Now, they wouldn't do that. They'd run it down to about 10 seconds and they would call a timeout. And then they would expect, now, there's one more, they got one more timeout, I think. New England does. Okay? They do. They have one more timeout. So they would probably burn a timeout to freeze their kicker. So here's what happens. Nobody, Coughlin said this week, the plan was not to stop. Nobody said anything. Eli thought it, okay? Mm-hmm. Bradshaw is a running back from Marshall University. He is a stud. When he sees the end zone, here's what he thinks. Yabba-dabba-doo! He's going to sprint into the damn end zone. But he's smart enough that when he gets to about the 3... Eli goes, sit down, Brad, sit down. And he almost does, but he had just enough momentum and just enough, in my opinion, common sense to roll into the end zone. Because guess what? There is no guarantee you're going to score. You might fumble a snap on the next play. What if Eli fumbled the snap? Guess what? Now they're up by a score, a big score.
Yeah, you look at the Ravens game from 2 weeks before.
Exactly.
I'm sure he saw that tape just once or twice in the past 2 weeks.
Let me tell you, this is what, I think these are his exact words. Chris Collingsworth said, that was a big mistake there. Hey, Chris, I got your big mistake right here for you, buddy. You know, now the Giants go for 2. Because they'll go to 6 points. Because 4 is all they need to make them score a touchdown, right? Mm-hmm. So they go for 2. They run it off tackle. They get to the 1. Now they got to kick the ball off. Okay? Onside kick? Boy, that would surprise them. hey, now you want to talk about guts? What if they had onside kicked? That ain't going to happen. They're trying to keep Brady. The way the defense for the New York Giants was playing in the second half, well, let's say after the first drive of the second half, they didn't give up a score. Do you understand? It was 17-9 after what? 3 or 4 minutes of the second half, and they kept them scoreless the rest of the game. Remember, we had the under last week. We had the under. So now here we go. I'm gonna paint a pretty picture for you. Brady's ready. 57 seconds left. Is he happy? No. Does he think it's going to happen? Oh, yeah, because that's how champions feel. He feels like he's going to be able to throw 20 yards down the field because the Giants are in nickel. Now, they got three guys on the line of scrimmage. They're not showing a four-man rush right now. They're showing three, but they could come with four or five. Now, we said last week, Matt, if you remember, and if you go to the archive, go to my last week's. If you guys get really bored or you get snowed in, listen to my broadcast last week. We had a great broadcast last week, me and Roy and Matt. And I'm going to tell you, we said was these guys are both, you know, it's going to maybe come down to who has it last. But remember what happened here. The New England Patriots wasted a minute here to do what they had to do, which was let them score. All right, 57 seconds are left. Things are getting good now. Gronkowski is not in the game. Guess who's in? Chad Ochocinco. Guess what? Brady throws 20 yards right down the middle on a quick post, and it's either redirected by Kenny Phillips or he tips it. I still haven't been able to see. I don't think he got a piece of it, and that's how close it was, but it goes incomplete. Now there's 52 seconds left. Brady hits Hernandez. He couldn't have handed it off better to him for a first down. He would have got about 5 or 10 yards after the catch. But you know what Hernandez was doing? He was peeking to see, A, if he was going to get hit, B, if he needed to run out of bounds, or C, if he could take off up the field for 10 or 15, 20 yards. Guess what he did? He did exactly what we're coached in ankle biters to not do if we pass. Keep your eye on the ball and watch it into your hands.
The only way it could have been a better throw is if Ian Brady threw it into his face mask and it just stuck in there. And then he just walked with
he
it.
He couldn't have handed it off better than that. He drops it. Now it's 3rd and 10. And guess what happens? Justin Tuck and the entire line do a phenomenal pass rush. Brady gets sacked by Justin Tuck. Now they got to burn their timeout, right? Because everybody's downfield. So they burn their timeout. It's 4th and 16. The game could have ended here, but guess what the Giants did? They rolled back. They played it conservatively. Now, if you don't play it that conservatively and you don't roll everybody back, you probably get another sack. But they didn't. They rushed three or four guys. Looked like they rushed three and four. A fourth guy went in the flat, and he hits Branch for a first down, right going out of bounds. Brady then escapes JPP somehow on that play, and he made the play. Now it's Brady to Welker. But with no timeouts, the clock continues to run. He spikes the ball with 17 seconds left. 17 seconds are left. He throws deep down the right sideline because he sees a flag. He's going for the score. All right, but he throws the ball. He overthrows the ball over Hernandez. He gets a free play. Now they get a 5-yard penalty. But guess what? The clock ran off to 9 seconds. Now he throws it to Branch, and Branch makes a great catch, but he's out of bounds already.
It was a great catch, though.
Now there's 5 seconds left. Brady has the ball just short of midfield. He's got to throw a Hail Mary. He's got to throw a Hail Mary. We got time for this, right?
Yeah.
Here's what he does. He calls goalpost. That's their play for a Hail Mary. Gronkowski goes down the field. Everybody's in the end zone. Somehow Brady buys the time to throw this pass. He throws a perfect ball right in the center of the end zone. Now the Giants don't do what you're supposed to do here, which is bat it down like a volleyball spiker. They tip it up in the air. 2 or 3 guys get a hand on this ball. The ball is in the air for what seems like eternity, like 2 or 3 seconds. Gronkowski dives. The ball short hops him right in the crotch. That's how close they got to winning this game. and the game is over.
Tom Brady called a Hail Mary.
Let me tell you, apparently,
Mary was busy making sure Tebow didn't burn his nachos.
They were only 7 for 17 in the second half throwing the football for only 75 yards. You think Perry Fuel and those guys did their job at halftime? I'm Bruce Hall, and we'll be right back.
Just because it's, you know, talking about the Hail Mary.
I thought you were playing
this. Might as well jump.
About Gronkowski's dance.
That's what I'm saying.
Dance fever.
Well, I don't think he can jump right now. You're listening to Bruce Hall Sports on AM 1230 WFAS. Check us out on Facebook.com/Bruce Hall Sports, BruceHallSports.com, Twitter.com/Bruce Hall Sports. Remember, you can win a $25 gift certificate from Augie's by calling in at 914-693-5700 and give us your favorite sports moment of the week, or leave us a message on Facebook, and you'll win that $25 gift certificate to Augie's. You know, I'm sure you've heard Bruce and Roy talk about it nonstop, about how it was the greatest Italian food
I've eaten in maybe 30 years.
All right.
I mean, it was that long ago in Palm Beach, Florida. I don't even know if that place is still open. I'm Bruce Hall. Let me run the stats at you for a second.
Please do.
Because there were no missed field goals, which is big. Because if you're a kicker, you don't want to lose your job because of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you can make every field goal during the regular season. You miss one during the Super Bowl, and you're checking the one ahead.
Matt, let me tell you something. You screw up a Super Bowl, you're looking for a job, right? So both of these guys will be back. They're both good kickers. And listen, Tynes did a good job because I'm telling you, those two field goals were big. They were huge. They had everything to do with it. Ahmad Bradshaw, New York rushing, 17 touches, 72 yards, and a touchdown. That was a great running. They had to be able to run the football. Brandon Jacobs only carried it 9 times, but for 37 yards, over 4 yards a carry. Eli never, ever had to scramble. Ware, 1 carry for 6 yards, but they used him in the passing game. And they used him as a decoy several times. New England rushing. Green Ellis, 10 rushes, 44 yards. Not enough touches, in my opinion. Wes Welker, 2 touches rushing the ball, 21 yards. Danny Woodhead, 7 rushes, 18 yards. Giants shut him down. The Giants shut their running game down. New York's passing yardage. You ready for this? Eli Manning was 30 for 40 for 296 yards, no interceptions, 1 touchdown. QB rating well over 100. Tom Brady, 27 for 41, 276 yards, 1 big pick, 1 big safety on a pass. That's big. And a touchdown. New York receiving yardage, and this is where it gets good. Okay. Jake Ballard, 2 catches, 10 yards. Jake got hurt in that game.
Okay.
Cruz, 4 catches for only 25 yards, but he was double teamed the entire game and caught a touchdown pass. Okay. He did his job. He did his job. Mario Manningham, the guy that had single coverage most of the game, 5 big catches, 73 big yards. Henry Hanoski, 2 catches for 19 yards, both first downs. Okay? And Bear Pasco, what a great name. 4 catches, 33 yards, Ware 1 catch for 8 yards. Hey, that was extremely economical and very effective. Let's talk about the New England receivers. Branch, 3 catches, 45 yards. Let me remind you, one of them was 4th and 16 when they were backing up. Green Ellis, 2 catches, 15 yards. Rob Gronkowski, perhaps, well, a tight end that set an NFL record this year. Two catches, only 26 yards. Was his injury big? Oh, yeah, it was big. Which is another reason that they shouldn't have been three-point favorites. But we'd like to thank the Vegas handicappers for making those stupid lines before the game. Aaron Hernandez, even with the three drops, eight catches, 67 yards, and a touchdown. But the bit when they needed him the most, he wasn't there. Chad Ochocinco, one catch for 21 yards. So how was your stay in New England, Chad? By the way, he's changing his name back to Johnson. He is.
Officially?
Yeah, that's what he said. Of course, he says a lot of things.
Yeah.
Wes Welker. Like Wes Welker, seven catches, 60 yards, and he did a pretty good job. And Danny Woodhead, four catches, 42 yards, and a touchdown. Matt, those were pretty good numbers, really. But you could see where the Giants had the better numbers. They listen, the biggest number, in my opinion,
was the score.
No, that wasn't the that was the score. But you know what the biggest number was besides that? They had the ball over 37 minutes on offense. That New England had the ball under 23 minutes. They kept Tom Brady off the field. They kept the New England defense, which is questionable anyway, on the field. That was the difference in the game. And if I'm going to say this, and I said this last weekend, if you'd have had a fifth quarter to this game, the Giants could have scored three more touchdowns. New England wouldn't have scored. They would not have gone down the field. The Giants' defense was coming on. The New England offense and defense was going away. The Giants truly were world champions. They did a phenomenal job.
All right, so now that it's the end of this
question
NFL
and
season,
answers, I'll be like Tom Coughlin.
All right, I need
question
to raise
and
my
answers.
Hand.
Yes, so you, Matt.
Yeah, say the Giants are the Super Bowl winning team of the season. But do you think they were overall the best team this season?
Yes, I do.
Do you think New England was the second best team?
No, I don't.
Okay, who do you think was the second best?
I think you could have made. I think you could have made a statement for Green Bay. I think you could have made a statement for San Francisco. And I think you could have made a statement for the Baltimore Ravens before New England. What happened last week in the AFC Championship game in New England, Baltimore should have won. They outplayed him. Flacco outplayed Brady. When Tom Brady has a 57 and change passer rating, you're not supposed to lose the game. Hey, and let me tell you, Baltimore, they know that. Know that. Hey, all you have to do is read the Baltimore Sun all week. It was ugly.
Okay.
It was ugly.
Now, who gets out of the Giants this year? Whenever there's a Super Bowl team, everybody headhunts.
Manningham's a free agent.
Okay.
There's talk that the guy that went to prison, Plaxico, Burris, wants to come back.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Hey, he's finally got his guns registered in New York City. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't have a gun in New York City. Yeah. It's like D.C. Unless you're a cop.
Yeah, you can in D.C. now.
Well. You can?
Yes.
Yeah, but you
know.
You
need to look at the news more than this. All right.
I try not to go into Washington very often.
Before the sports section, it's called the rest of the world.
I know. But you know what? I get the Washington Post. You know how big that paper is now? You can read it cover to cover in 10 minutes.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. And their stock is still like $700 a share. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Go to Facebook.com/Bruce Hall, at Bruce Hall Sports. Go to BruceHallSports.com. Go to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. I said that twice. But Matt's happy when I say it twice.
Yes, that's why
people
I say it every time.
Ask me questions on Facebook. I got another question over there.
All right. Wait, for me?
Yeah.
All right. Have another question. Who's the team to look for next year? And if the Giants, get dismantled because of free agency, which there'll be some mid-iron break surprises.
Correct.
And someone will jump ship. Someone will get an offer. Do you think the Giants are the Super Bowl team next year? Or who are the teams that you're going to look at next year?
I think the Giants...
It's hard to say before the draft. But
that's a good question. And, it's a tough answer. And as a sports guy, as a football person, as a handicapper, I like San Francisco. I like the fact that they covered so many point spreads. I like the fact that nobody believed in them. I like the fact that basically they played the New York Giants in their best game of the year. That was the toughest game down the stretch the Giants had. If they don't turn the ball over, they might have won that game.
And they have leadership. That's what they've been missing for decades now.
They have Jim Harbaugh. And like Jim Harbaugh or not like Jim Harbaugh, and the more I see of him, the more I'm not liking him as much as
I used
to. You can
dislike him as a person, though, but you have to like him as a coach.
He's doing a good job with a team. They have almost everybody signed. They have Alex Smith, I'm pretty sure, signed. Are they going to sign him to an extension? I don't know. You know, he's, you know, and this Peyton Manning thing.
It's hard
thing,
to disagree with someone who took you to the NFC Championship game, though.
Exactly. I think San Francisco is a great team. I think the Ravens, if they can if they can get a good draft this year, if they can get some people back that they need back, if they kind of figure out that maybe Big Ray is done, and I just don't think Ray has the speed to play in the middle anymore.
A lot of people just say
anymore.
That because of his age, but if you look at his play, he was still dominating.
I watched his play. He can't cover anymore. He made some good plays.
He doesn't have to, though.
Well, look, he didn't.
He can't cover because people still run away from him.
In their defense, he has to cover backs out of the backfield. He has to cover tight ends. Ray Lewis made a living being able to do that for 12, 13 years. Can he keep doing it? I don't know. You know, but I got to tell you, it's not going to hurt to have him on the squad. There are other guys I would cut from that team before I ever thought about letting him go.
Yeah.
In the NFC, look around. The Detroit Lions, a lot of people think, are going to be the team of the future, but they're
in You're picking on them at the beginning of the season.
Yeah,
but there are some...
and they made the playoffs, but their defense is terrible. They have a good defensive line. That's it. Will they continue to build through the draft? Absolutely. Are they under the cap? A little bit. Are they going to be able to beat Green Bay? I don't know. I think Green Bay's coming back. I think Green Bay will be back next year. I think they need to figure out what they need to do. Hey, they had so many distractions in a two-week period, Green Bay, and I think sitting everybody down did not help them. I think it hurt them.
Okay.
I think that what happens when Mike comes back next year, they're going to do things differently.
All right. If you want to have some questions for Bruce, come to our Facebook
page.
Facebook.com/BruceAllSports. Go to the website, BruceAllSports.com. When we come back, maybe we'll do some more questions, go over some baseball, talk about how the show's going to evolve.
Talk
after
about
the show.
Baseball and golf.
And golf. All right. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Bruce All Sports on AM 1230 WFAS. Remember that you can win a $25 gift certificate to Augie's if you call in 914-693-5700 with your favorite sports moment of the week. We know that it's probably Super Bowl related, or you can talk about Tigers play. What is he, five below?
He's four back.
Four back?
And he's probably not starting till close to 2 o'clock Eastern.
Okay. So if you have a favorite sports moment, contact us at 914-693-5700 for the best Italian food in all of Westchester.
You know, I didn't even eat.
On the Eastern Seaboard, if you ask.
I had a Danish today. And you're talking about Augies, and I'm starving. You're killing me.
Do they deliver?
You're killing me here.
Do they deliver?
I just take a piece of his bread. right now.
I wonder if they deliver to Columbia.
They deliver everywhere. I think, you know what? I don't know if they deliver, but I'm going to tell you, on New Year's Eve, when we were having dinner in there, there was at least, I'm guessing, $3,000 or $4,000 worth of carryout that went out of that place while we were there. They closed the bar down that night to just give drinks to the people picking up carryout. Because there was so much carryout. Because so many people have parties on New Year's Eve. And we were one of them, and we were having it at Augie's.
Well, we do have an asset up in that area with Roy.
Asset? That's like the Bourne Connection?
Yes.
Is that somebody that shoots people?
Yes.
Well, there are assets up there.
We have our asset up there.
The Sopranos are from up there somewhere.
We have Roy up there, so if the guys from Augie's are listening,
Roy, go to
track him down.
You got to go to Augie's, Roy.
I need to test this out. I need to see if this really is
Bring
the best.
Bring me back Italian. A t-shirt, extra large.
Yeah, same here.
Hey, listen, once again, that was the Rolling Stones. No, Mick Jagger is still okay. He's fine. But I understand they're going to have a tribute to Whitney at the Grammys.
I think that's
tonight.
What is the over on people thanking Whitney on the Grammys tonight? Can we check? Can we check the Vegas line?
I don't think Vegas has a line on that. That would be three figures. It'd be over 100. It'd be over 100.
It's a 2 hour two hour program, average, you know, 2 minute, I'd say.
You know what? I love the Grammys too. It'll be a good night, but it's really sad. Listen,
don't mean to make light.
But, you know, this is a
handicapping show.
Listen, yeah, I don't even want to talk about it because we've got 10 minutes left, and Hey, Whitney Houston passed away. Go buy the best of Whitney Houston. Play it today. She had, in my opinion, the most beautiful voice in the world for a female, you know? And you know what? She has the most
for many men.
She has the most beautiful voice in the world for everybody. And thank God, you know, we have, you know, discs, CDs. I don't even use all that stuff you guys are talking about. Hey,
Spotify.
Let's talk about a couple of things that we did. Look, you know, we paid a tribute to the Giants. Let me just read you the last, and this is probably the last I'll talk about the Giants today because we got some things to touch.
Mm-hmm.
But the last thing, they beat the Jets 29-14 after they lost to the Redskins. Jeez, I don't want to even hear that they lost to the Redskins because I'm a Redskin fan, and it doesn't make me feel any better about the ownership in Washington or my team, okay? So I don't want to hear about it. We suck. Yeah. Let me spell suck for you. S-U-K, suck. We suck. They beat the Cowgirls. They did, bad. 31-14 New York did. Then the next week, first round of the playoffs, 24-2, Atlanta. Without that 2 points, Atlanta gets shut out. We beat the Packers in Lambeau Field, 37-20. Then we go on the road again and beat San Francisco, 20-17. In what I call...
Which was probably the best game of the season.
It was, and it was a marathon, too. Because Eli... looked like an ankle biter that played 5 games in a day because he was so beat up. His helmet was on backwards. His shoulder pads were broken.
Yeah.
They did have to change some straps in his shoulder pads, I think. Now, then they come back, and they were the best team in Indianapolis and totally dominated, in my opinion, a team by only a 21-17 score. The best team did win. They win 6 in a row at the end of the season to finish with the four, with the playoff wins. They ended up going 13-7. Pretty good record. And listen,
by NFC
two of those
standards.
Teams were illusions. Two of those games they lost were total illusions because they were the Redskins. Okay? The Redskins. They split with the Eagles. You know, these guys are coming back. Eli Manning going nowhere. Brandon Jacobs going nowhere. Ahmad Bradshaw getting a foot replacement, going nowhere. The offensive line, there may be a couple of changes. They're going to probably draft a lineman, in my opinion, an offensive lineman with their first pick. That would be a smart play. They might even trade up and draft a really good lineman. Because they've got some draft choices. I love what they're going to do. Now let's go to something else. PGA golf. Tiger Woods, only four strokes back. I stopped. Listen, I play golf every other week in the spring and the fall. I play with a group of guys I have forever. Yeah, we bet a little money on the games.
I mean, stars.
We play Las Vegas, stars. We have fun. If you can't get out for four to five hours once a week, either hit balls or play golf, when you're my age, you're not getting any cardio, buddy. You're not helping yourself. Walking the dogs. And by the way, I have a dog named Augie. I've had three dogs named Augie. For those of you that remember Augie Doggie and Doggie Daddy, you are my friends. You are my friends, because that was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon, and Augie, my son, my son. But I got to tell you, you got to play golf. When Tiger Woods went through his problems, that affected millions of people. A lot of people like to see Tiger, you know, come down. A lot of people wanted to see him humbled. A lot of people are just people who are racist to begin with. Not many of them, but a few. A lot of people just don't like people that do well. I loved what Tiger Woods did for the game of golf. He made me a better golfer. He made me want to watch golf again. When Tiger has not been out there every Sunday, I got to admit, I'm not watching a lot of golf. I'm not watching it. I'm watching the majors. I'm watching when Tiger plays. He'll be back in Augusta this year, and he'll have a shot. And I guarantee you, he'll be on the top five list in odds with Rory McIlroy, you know, guys like that, guys that are going to be in the top 10 in Augusta at the Masters this year. But he's at Pebble Beach today in the first real big tournament of the year. Now, guess who's playing out there today? Bill Belichick is playing. I forget who he's playing with, but he's an amateur. And I think Bill is like a 12 or 13 handicap. Bill Belichick's a good golfer. I'm guessing that he cheats at golf too.
Well,
with his handicap, nothing else.
I'm guessing that he doesn't have a new ring to throw off his swing.
I don't think I'd give Bill Belichick a damn stroke. And I'm a 12 to a 15, okay? Because I'm guaranteeing you, Bill Belichick can probably kick my butt on a golf course. But Bill, I know you're out there. Tom Coughlin, I know you're out there. Ronnie Barnes, I know you're out there. Next time I see you, the golf's on me, wherever you want to play. I can't get you off Augusta, but I might be able to introduce you to somebody that's a member. And if I do that and a member invites you, you can go. Now, let me tell you, people ask me, because I'm in the sports business, Matt, what's your favorite event every year?
And I tell what is your favorite event each
year? You've already asked me once on the show. It's the Masters and a golf in Augusta, Georgia.
And Bruce, I hear that you can get people to go to the Masters.
I get people to go to the Masters every year. I take anywhere from 20 to maybe, I've taken as many as about 80 people before. I've probably helped as many as a couple hundred before. Fine tickets. It's expensive. It's very expensive.
Before I was introduced to you, I have heard about your trips to the Masters and how it's probably one of the better experiences in going.
I go every year, 26 straight years.
We rent several houses.
We put people in beautiful homes with real nice back decks, flat screen TVs, and we get them at the most, you're 10 minutes away from the gate.
Do you actually have to go to the game to enjoy your...
not a game, goofball. It's a golf tournament.
Do you actually have to go to the golf tournament?
Yes.
Okay.
No, you don't. Hey, we have a lot of people that like to drink a lot more than they like to do other things. That's up to you. But if you pay for the house, if you pay for your rental car, and if you pay for your hospitality, and you pay for your badge to get in, you're probably going to go in.
All right.
Okay? And it'll cost you anywhere from, you know, you can go for a couple of days for about $3,000 to $5,000 for 2 days, depending on what you want to do. Or you can go for 5 days, Wednesday through Sunday, for $6,000 to about $8,000 per person, depending on how much you want to do. You can call 1-800-466-4748. You can go to my website, brucehallsports.com. You can email me at tickets, T-I-C-K-E-T-S, at brucehallsports.com. You can tweet me at Bruce Hall Sports, and I can take care of all of your needs for the Masters Golf Tournament every year. Now, let me talk about Major League Baseball for a second, because my true love...
You have 1 minute to talk about baseball.
I went to college to play baseball. I was probably one of the best players when I was 18 in the country. Unfortunately, I was already going into my junior year in college, so I wasn't eligible for the draft according to the rules back then. I wrestled 4 years in college, was a two-time Southern Conference champ, which is why I'm a coach and I'm a sports lover.
All right. So what are we going to be talking about next week?
We're going to talk about spring training.
Spring training.
And we're going to talk about spring training. We're going to talk about
cricket.
No, in Major League Baseball.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to Arizona for 2 weeks at the end of March. And I'm going to be doing my show out there. Roy will be back here in the studio.
You're listening to Bruce Hall Sports.
Hey, I'm going to see everybody.
I'll
see everybody next week. Great show.
That is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know I'm not what